This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The death toll from Friday's devastating earthquake in southeastern Iran is more than 20,000. Some officials are predicting it will go much higher by the time the remains of all the victims have been recovered. The quake left most of the city of Bam on the ancient Silk Road in ruins, and many nearby villages were completely flattened. Plane loads of emergency aid from around the world are continuing to arrive at Bam's small airport. Global Radio News reporter Ramita Navai is in Bam. What's the latest on the search and rescue operation?
I was with the British search and rescue team this morning, and the latest is that they're going to try and get the next plane back tomorrow because they say there's absolutely no hope, and now they're just using up scarce resources in Bam. And there are 24 international rescue teams in Bam, and that's a lot of people. Each team has up to 100, maybe more people in them, and not one team has managed to rescue a living survivor from the ruins.
So they figure they're not going to find any more? It's now a recovery operation?
Yes, well, certainly the British search and rescue team feel that way. The biggest worry at the moment is just getting the dead bodies out of the wreckage for fear of epidemics and disease.
Describe the scene in Bam today.
It's utterly chaotic. There are people still sitting on mounds of rubble that was once their homes. The whole city is totally flat. Near the cemetery, there's a smell of death that kind of wafts through the city. There are tents, but there are not enough tents. People desperately need tents, and they have to sleep in the freezing cold, many of them in the clothes that they were wearing when the earthquake happened. And it happened at 5 in the morning, so kind of thin bedclothes, and they are very, very cold.
What about the international relief effort? How's that going?
Well, the international relief team didn't really arrive until yesterday, and it's going well. There's a big presence here, and they've been telling me that they're really impressed with the Iranians, actually. The Iranians are coordinating really well with them. You see sniffer dogs on site. You see Finnish, Czech, Polish. I mean, it really is truly international.
The United States is just one of the many countries that have dispatched emergency aid to the scene of the earthquake. But given the long, hostile relations between Washington and Tehran, is the American assistance getting any particular notice?
I think the people in Bam are extremely, extremely pleased with the international presence. And I think on a human level, there's no feelings of hostility or animosity. And the people of Bam are happy for all aid workers that they see. Certainly in the news, it has been mentioned that the Americans are helping. It hasn't been skirted over. But I think the Iranians are very happy about that.
Ramita Navai in Bam is a reporter with Global Radio News.